My plans for my New Year's is to just spend the night and the morning into the New Year with my husband and just chill. We love to rest. Rest is our favorite thing. And plans for 2024 is to release my debut album. I'm excited about that. You're everything their hearts desires. That's how I could keep it short. Everything their hearts desires. I would like to say thank you for their continuous support and prayers. They keep pushing us to do our best all the time. So that is what I'd like to say to them. My best gig experience in 2023 has to be, I think, Mpumalanga United Tour, because it was my first as an official Coco artist. So that for me was the highlight of my year. It has to be one when we went to Mpumalanga. I'm not going to say the kind of event it was, because it was the only kind of event it was. We had to leave quite early and the communication wasn't that great between us and the client, but we made it. We made it. Yo, I feel like I'm an open book, so I don't necessarily think there is anything they wouldn't know about me. Yeah, that is a hard one to answer. We can skip it and come back to it. Okay, let me think about it. I think this is a very random song selection, but I think Sister Ntokozo, I would give her Take Me to My Love by Monique Bingham. Is it Bingham? Ayanda, Rejoice in the Lord Always by Israel. I'd like to hear his take on that one. And then Ubuti Ngubeko. Like any 90s soulful R&B kind of feel. I think that is what I'd like to hear from him. I spent a lot of time in Bloemfontein working with amazing people there. So I think the musicians that I worked with there would be a great pick to put on. Yeah.